How do you make meetings fun? Hi, everyone. I'm Coach David J. Greer, and today I want to talk to you about making meetings at your company a lot more fun. You know, I can think of a time not that long ago when I was in so many back-to-back meetings that literally I had to run down the hallway in order to get from one meeting to another. And I want you to know, that wasn't fun. So as an entrepreneur, how do you make meetings for your organization more fun? Well, first of all, have fewer of them. Like some meetings, you know, you do have to have, and not everyone can be as fun as others, but have a lot fewer. If you have 100 employees and you find a way to have one less 1 hour meeting per person per week, that's the equivalent of 3 full-time equivalents. And in a lot of companies that I've worked with, it's not that hard to find a way to eliminate 1 hour of meetings per person a week. Have shorter meetings. No one said meetings have to be 30 minutes or 60 minutes long. I actually book my calendar on 15-minute increments. And yes, you can get a lot done in 15 minutes. Also, if you finish early, no one says that you have to stay around for the whole time. Like, finish early and get out of the room or the call, whatever it is. For every meeting, do you make sure that there's a clear purpose? Why is the meeting being held? Does everyone know what the outcome of the meeting is? What is it that you're trying to achieve? There's an amazing number of meetings where there is just total lack of clarity about the purpose of the meeting. Are the right people in the room who need to be there for whatever the purpose is? And is it the right number of people? Are a whole bunch of people showing up because they're afraid of missing out? You need to find out that and find a way to keep those people informed of the outcome of meetings, but they don't need to be there to be part of the process of the meeting. Another way to have fewer meetings is to allocate a meeting day. You know, I believe that to create high-performing teams, you and your senior leadership team need to have your weekly management meeting, and then each of your first reports need to have the meeting with their teams to decide on their priorities and their who, what, when for the week. And those should just go back to back, and any other meetings that need to happen for planning purposes are best if you just do them back to back in a single day and then leave the rest of the week free to get the work done. Because in most companies that I know of, the work doesn't actually get done in the meetings. The work gets done outside. I'm a big believer that to create positive energy in a meeting, you start with the wins. Now you have to keep that right sized. In a 15-minute meeting, you maybe can do 1 minute of wins. A 30-minute meeting, you maybe can do 2 minutes. In a 1 hour meeting, maybe say 5 minutes on what's going well. I think celebrating the wins is a great way to set the tone and remind each person of challenges that have been overcome. It helps to right size whatever it is that you're going to work on. And then there's no point taking a lot of your high-powered talent and putting them in a room unless there is debate and discussion. And you're not there all to just say yes to something necessarily. It's to actually have an informed debate and discuss whatever the topic is, and to make sure that all the brutal facts are on the table. And then once you've had that discussion, to come to a decision. Is the decision who, what, when is going to happen next? Is it to go ahead with the project or not? But whatever the decision is, that should be, of course, part of the purpose of the meeting. And you should be really clear on what the outcome is that needs to happen. If you're organizing a meeting, whoever's organizing the meeting, they're a lot more fun when there's an organized agenda and when there's a person in charge who actually makes sure that the agenda happens on time. When you close a meeting, make sure that you go around the room and you ask every person for a one word or one phrase that they take away from the meeting. First of all, it's really important that you understand that they heard correctly what it is that they were supposed to, they took away from the meeting, as opposed to what you assumed that they took away from the meeting. And it'll be a lot more fun for you if they are in fact taking away what it is that you want. And finally, in my decades as an entrepreneur, one of the things I have learned is that anytime a meeting goes on and I hear some laughter and people having a little bit of fun, I know that things are going to turn out okay. And no matter what the brutal fact is, no matter the depth and challenge of what is in front of you, if there can be a little bit of humor, not humor at the expense of someone else, but just genuine sharing and being able to laugh about our foibles and where we're at, then I think everything gets easier. So go and have a lot more fun with your meetings. And if meetings aren't fun for you, and you'd like them to be, then give me a call or send me a text or send me an email and let's have a chat, because I would love to find a way to make meetings more fun for you. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me and you will have 3 ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coachdjgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me, 604-721-5732.